All right, so let's get into it, because you are right. They don't bring much of anything to the table. And I don't want to hear about Stanford's $5 billion national championships.
Yeah, enough. And the academic stuff, yeah, I've had enough of that.
Well, the academic stuff is important. I mean, I think it's too easy for people in sports to blow off the academic stuff.
Right. That's true. We had that discussion last week.
Because,
right.
I mean, that's a 365-day thing of collaboration and so forth, where partners can make partners better. You know, and now you're going to have an academic collaboration that will include people like Duke and Stanford together and Cal. I mean, there's something to that part of it. Now, that's not the reason you do it, but it is a great benefit on the academic side, especially in research, that you can do it. Now, that aside, you're right. The football and basketball stuff. SMU actually will end up being a good ACC team, I think. I think SMU is on the verge of getting better. I think going from Group of Five to Power Five. I think they're positioned financially and market wise, and with the talent in their state, I think for them this will move up. I also think that it is for the ACC. It's an under-the-radar good pickup, and it doesn't cost them anything. Stanford and Cal don't bring anything to the table. I mean, they just don't. Stanford has really not exactly thrown its heart and soul into football for a few years now. My understanding is they really don't participate in NIL. And Cal has been off the radar forever. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, they have been off the radar forever. And, I mean, Matt, you're right. I mean, first of all, the ACC has been late to the table on a lot of this. And they've missed the boat on this over the years. And I'll start with one. Okay. When Penn State went to the Big Ten, Gene Corrigan was the commissioner of the ACC at the time. He had been the Notre Dame athletic director, left. Father Joyce, Father Hesper ran the university. Father Joyce was the overseer in athletics, but Gene Corrigan was the athletic director. And he left that and he took the job with the ACC. When Penn State shocked everybody and went to the Big Ten, Gene Corrigan called up Jim Tarman and said, "Jim," he says, "why didn't you call us? Would it have taken you in a heartbeat?" Now, in the end, in today's climate, that's the best non-phone call that has been made, because Penn State would be in the languishing position financially with the ACC, instead of the financially powerful spot they're in right now with the Big Ten. All right? But that goes all the way back, where they were looking around and saying, "Hey, we'd have taken you in a heartbeat." I mean, Gene Corrigan said they wanted him. And the reason was that in the Big Ten, Stanley Eikenberry at Illinois was the one making the overture. The chancellor at Illinois, who at the time was the head of the CAC with the Big Ten, the academic branch, and was in direct talks with Bryce Jordan. Now, obviously, Jim was a part of what was going on, but at the same time, they were negotiating with the Big Ten, because the Big Ten was making the overture, and at the same time, Bryce Jordan was reciprocating. But Corrigan said, hey, look, we'd have taken you in a heartbeat, he told Jim. He called him up like either that night or the next day in December, right before Christmas, and he told him that. So they didn't get that. Now let's go to the most recent wave. When they sat down and there was a fear of getting poached, Maryland, of course, left. They went to the Big Ten. And it's interesting. You talk to the people at Maryland, which obviously I do a lot, and even to this day, their fan base would rather be in the ACC because that's what they grew up with. But financially, Maryland is in a great spot compared to all their former ACC brethren. They missed the boat on expansion 2 years ago. The ACC did. And they stood pat while sitting there with a TV contract that just is, in the end, stifling. Now, let's keep in mind this TV contract and the grant of rights put in with it were a reaction to Maryland leaving, and then the possibility there were a lot of rumors, other schools leaving, that North Carolina and Virginia could be going to. So they put together this deal, and in order to get ESPN to own and operate the ACC network, they extended the contract out from 2027. Contract was originally going to run out 2027, and they extended it out to 2036 in exchange for ESPN owning and operating the ACC network. That way, every sport could get on TV. Well, it brought with it, obviously, a grant of rights, which, if it was so easy to get out of, they'd be getting out of it. But you notice that everybody keeps going over to Greensboro to look at the document, and they keep poring over it, and they can't find a way out of it. Florida State has pored over that document for 18 months. And it's only a few pages long. They're not looking at thousands of pages here. Okay, let's see. Everybody take a page. No. There's not much to it. They can't find a way out. We'll just leave. Well, guess what? Your grant of rights is still $500 million till 2036. Plus, there's a $120 million exit fee. There are too many people out there that it's so easy, just give them money with it. It's not easy. That grant of rights was meant to be not easy. Okay? It was written to be not easy. So what does this do for the ACC? Competitively, not much. Matt is absolutely, I'm with you all the way, Matt. They just don't bring anything to the table. This is the equivalent. Since Brewers Outlet is today's sponsor, let's keep it within the realm of the sponsor, okay? What do you say?
I like where you're going with this.
It's like me pouring you a beer from Brewers Outlet. And at the end, all there's left at the bottom is you drinking the foam.
That is a perfect example.
Stanford, Cal, and maybe not so much SMU. Hey, no offense, in college realignment, they're the foam at the bottom. Sorry. But from an athletic point of view, that's who they are. You didn't think you'd hear that analogy today.